Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is March 17th, Sunday. Hopefully you guys are doing well. Usually I don't record these on Sunday, but I am this week, and I'm driving to the gym. It's 5:54 in the morning, and woke up about 4:15, laid there till about 4:30, and then got up, got some coffee, got in the Word, and now I'm driving. Yeah, yesterday, one of our daughters, the oldest one, had her first softball game. She was so excited. She did so good. We did some work at home and then had a Uganda meeting because a group of us are going to Uganda in May, the end of May, for a couple weeks. And so planning, praying, prepping, all those things, getting ready for it. So it was a good day yesterday. And my wife's teaching at this conference in Stone Mountain, Georgia, Calvary Chapel, next week. So she did a bunch of studying, and I studied for today's message as we're finishing the Gospel of Luke today, actually, at our church. And kind of sad to finish it. It's my favorite gospel, and I finally got to teach all the way through it. 94 teachings, and it was just, I love it. Love it so much. But anyway, as we continue on looking at the life of Jesus and some of the things he did, the actions he took, and the words he spoke, remember John, the baptizer, was in prison at this point, and he sent some of his disciples, his followers, to Jesus to ask him a question. Are you the one? Or, like, should we expect another? Are you the guy? Are you the guy that I talked about that was prophesied that I would talk about at the Jordan River, preparing the way? And here's Jesus, part of Jesus' answer I want to give today. It says, and Jesus answered them, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. And the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. I love that first part. And then he explains it, expounds upon it. But go tell John what you see and hear. In other words, there's tangible work being done by God. Like, Jesus is ministering on the earth, doing the work of the Lord, following the will of the Lord, and you see the results, you know? Evidence that God is at work. And I love that. Tell him what you see and hear. That's our testimony, if you think about it. That's our testimony. Tell them what you see and hear. And Jesus said this at the end of the Gospel of Luke. Go be witnesses. Tell people what you see and hear. That I've risen. That I'm alive. And then he ascended to heaven, right? Like, tell people what you see and hear. I love that. That's what we should be doing. You know, so I know some people are like nervous or kind of maybe timid. Maybe even scared or anxious about, you know, sharing the gospel. But one way in which you can share the gospel that is way less intimidating, that's way less scary, is just sharing what you see and hear. You know, this happened in my life. Fill in the blank. And I believe 100% that was the Lord that did that. That's just a testimony. Like, it's as simple as that. To share what you've seen. I've seen God work in my heart, in my life, in the lives of others, in the lives of those in my church, in my friends, in my family, in my, you know, I've seen God work. Tell them what you hear. Well, as I hear the word, things are confirmed in my heart, in my life, concerning what God wants to do with me, like, in this life, like, fulfilling the purpose he has for me. Like, I hear God's voice, and I'm following his calling. So let people know, you know, just share your testimony. It's not like you sit down, do you have 3 hours available? Okay, you do. I'm going to share my whole testimony. Like, it doesn't have to be like that. Like, you can, and the test, our testimonies are, you know, how we came to faith, but also they're ongoing. You know what I mean? Like you can give a testimony and testify of what God did in your life yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's what God did. I was praying about this thing last week, and then yesterday he confirmed it through his word, through prayer, through someone else. And that's just the Lord leading. That's just what I've seen. That's what I've heard. You can share a testimony that you're in the midst of. Here's what God's doing right now. I'm not sure of all the details, but I know that's him leading. If you have 2 minutes, you can share a partial testimony of what God is doing in your life, in and through your life. So go tell John the Baptizer. Go tell him what you see and hear. Like, miracles are being done. You know, Jesus is saying, I'm doing the work. I'm not just talking about it. Even though, you know, like in Mark chapter 1, this is the reason I came, Jesus says, is to, you know, share truth. But that's the main reason. But the works that he was doing validate, the deeds that he was doing validate what he was saying. And those always go together, like our actions and our words. Our word and our actions. If we say something, we should follow it up with action. Or if we're taking action, we should follow it up with saying something. You know what I'm saying? Like, these things need to line up. If not, then we're no better than the hypocrites, which were the religious leaders of Jesus' day, which he called hypocrites. Like, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying this is what Jesus called them. He rebuked them. They used and abused people, and it was not good. Don't be like them. Don't say one thing. Don't take action and act spiritual, but on the inside, you're full of dead men's bones, essentially whitewashed tombs. You look great on the outside, but on the inside, there's no life there. There's no spiritual life. There's no relationship with God there. It's empty. But when our words and our actions line up, it validates what we're saying and what we're doing. And just, so Jesus is like, go tell him. Go tell John what you see and hear. Yes, I'm the one to come, essentially, he's saying. I'm the one this world's been waiting for. Lost humanity has been yearning for. Yes, I'm the one. It's amazing, you guys. As you continue on in the word, as these things come to the surface, just like, wow. Mind-blowing. Sometimes I'm speechless. Sometimes I'm pleasantly overwhelmed. And I just bask in it and I'm left in wonder and amazement and astonishment. I marvel like a lot of people in the Bible did as they looked at what Jesus said and did. He spoke with authority, not as the scribes, right? So good, you guys. So stay in the word. I'm praying for you. Hope you have a great day at church and whatever gatherings you're going to today. And know that the strength of the Lord is with you. That God is working on you, that he's definitely not done with you, and that one day he's going to complete the work in which you began. Well, God bless you. Have a great Sunday, and talk to you in the morning.